Well, I've been blessed. The people of the 43rd District have allowed me the opportunity to serve and represent their interest here in Harrisburg for a number of years. So it's been an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to continuing to do so in a way that I think makes them proud. Well, we've got a number of issues that we have to address here in Harrisburg. We have to finish up some unfinished business that held over from last legislative session, particularly looking at the interest, for example. There's a lot of conversation about our fiscal situation in Pennsylvania, so we have to take steps to rectify that and solidify that. That's going to be a 6 or 7 month long process, but I think we begin the work now. We have to look at our budget shortfall that we have for this fiscal year and take steps to try to reduce that shortfall as much as we can. We have to take a look at our expenditures and cut back where it's appropriate, maybe reduce positions as the governor has done. Those are the type of things I think we have to look at immediately when we come into Harrisburg. Sort of longer term, 6 month policy issues that will be covered over that period of time. There are a number that are important to us. One of the issues we have to talk about is gaming. We made a commitment to address gaming and a modest expansion of gaming. We need to follow up on that. I think that's something the people of Pennsylvania want. We have other issues we're going to continue to advocate for. Education, investments in education from pre-K to higher ed. We've talked about human service programs through this process. That's an important one as well. Jobs. I think jobs are very important. People are very frustrated with the current economic climate, their ability to retain jobs, get jobs. And we also have to look at growing jobs in Pennsylvania. If one thing this past election told us, people are frustrated with their ability to hold on to positions, find work in an area that's important to them. Those are major issues that we have to talk about. How we grow jobs, how we invest in our communities. We have to look at making investment and reinvesting in our business districts, our downtown communities where people feel we've abandoned them. We have to take steps to look at issues like campaign finance reform because folks are really disgusted, in my view, with this political and electoral process. Those are the things that we have to focus on over the course of the next couple of months, in addition to trying to address the revenue issues that we have in Pennsylvania and fiscal instability that we have here. We've been very fortunate to be able to access resources to be able to invest in various projects and infrastructure in Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh. It's been a great working relationship with the governor's office to be able to do that. Secretary Davin, who's from Allegheny County, working closely with that agency to drive our resources into projects that have been dormant for quite a number of years. When I think about the Westinghouse property in Churchill, what's going to happen there, the investments we made there. When I look at the continued investments in Bakery Square, over on the south side, the Edge Project, which is the old terminal building along the river there. Just three examples. The East Side projects, transportation dollars going in there to help convert that site into one major massive multimodal facility with a lot of positive apartments and a lot of business activity. Just revitalizing that whole East Liberty corridor, that Penn Avenue corridor. That's very important. We're going to continue to fight to have those resources directed into our community. I also look at things like the investments we're able to make in Wilkinsburg Borough, for example. A lot of redevelopment that's going to take place there along Ardmore Boulevard and many other investments there as well. So we've got lots of investments, multiple millions of dollars investments over the past 2 years in particular. They're going to help facilitate that conversation in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. As we look forward and over the course of the next 2 years, our participation will continue in our community, working with our local communities, working with our local governments, working to be able to do what we can to facilitate what needs to be done along those lines. We're going to have a lot of conversations with our constituents. We're going to keep doing things like our town hall meetings, like our telephone town hall meetings, like very topic-specific programs. We're going to continue to do things like our shredding events and a whole host of other things which we think are important. Senior health fairs, senior job fairs. Those are the type of things that we're going to be continuing to work on. We have a very strong Facebook, Twitter, Instagram presence, and I encourage folks to go check out those locations to be able to see some of the things that we're doing, but also a lot of announcements that we make about what we're going to be doing in our communities and in our district.